CQ calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH. You can find this script on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 24th of August 2014. Here are the main news headlines. Electromagnetic Field Camp 2014 next weekend. New 5 megs allocation chart issued, Shasky 1 amateur radio satellite deployed. The Electromagnetic Field, or EMF 2014 event, is taking place from the 29th to the 31st of August at Bletchley, near Milton Keynes in Buckinghamshire. It's described as a camping festival for anyone interested in radio, electronics, space, homebrewing, robotics, 3D printing, internet culture, and pretty well anything else you can think of. Attendees are invited to set up their own village or camps within the camp. This is where like-minded people can gather and put on their own activities. The EMF team of volunteers will supply power and internet to each tent. GB2 EMF will be on the air from the Amateur Radio Village. More details and ticket information, www.emfcamp.org. A new and updated 5 megs allocation chart has been issued, and it's been several months since the last update. Due to the increasing number of 5 megs allocations, this has been reconfigured as a Microsoft Excel file instead. The current updated worldwide amateur 5 megs allocation chart can be found at http://tinyurl.com/OOFMEMH. The Shasky 1 amateur radio satellite has been successfully deployed from the International Space Station during a spacewalk by two Russian cosmonauts. It's a research satellite designed to standard CubeSat dimension by the Peruvian National University of Engineering in collaboration with the Southwestern State University in Kursk. Experiments on board include cameras that work by visible and infrared light. It carries a beacon on 437.025 megs that can transmit either 1,200 bit per second audio frequency shift keying using AX25 protocol or 9,600 bits per second GMSK. The RSGB convention takes place between the 10th and 12th of October and will be held at the Kent Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. The provisional lecture schedule is available on the RSGB website. Select About Us drop-down menu on the main RSGB site for convention details. Ofcom staff will be amongst those giving presentations, with other highlights such as James Coxon, M6JCX, speaking about high-altitude balloons, and a software developers workshop run by Michael Wells, G7VJR. The RSGB has extended the early bird discount until the 1st of September, so there's still time to get a bargain. Go to www.rsgbevents.org to book your place. December is IAIU Region 1 Youngsters on the Air Month, and the RSGB has arranged for clubs and groups to use the special call sign G14 YOTA with regional variations on a rota basis. An application form is available on the RSGB website. The main requirement is to use the call sign is to put youngsters on the air, and for this purpose anyone under 26 is considered a youngster. Applicants are encouraged to think about making the most out of the activation by including other activities such as Morse demonstrations, ARDF hunts, WSPR beacons, listening to remote SDRs, use of Arduino, Raspberry Pi, and so on. Applications must be received by the 22nd of September. The 4th annual World Digital ATV QSO party will be held on the 29th and 30th of August. The event will have anchors in England, the USA, and Australia. This will be a show-and-tell format that uses a combination of direct inputs for those within range of interconnected ATV repeaters and other contributions via Skype. The entire session will be streamed by the British Amateur Television Club. Now for details of rallies and events for the coming week. Today, the 24th, Milton Keynes ARS Rally will be held at Longville Hall, Hammond Park, Wadden Road, Newton, Longville, Milton Keynes, MK17-0AT. Visitors can combine a visit to the rally with one to Bletchley Park and visit the National Radio Centre as well. There's a car park and doors open at 10 a.m. with entries costing £3. More from Steve, G6KJU, U07866673192. August Bank Holiday Monday the 25th sees Huntingdonshire ARS Rally take place at St Neots Community College, Barford Road, St Neots, P19 2SH. Doors open 10 a.m. Admission £2. Talk in S22. Bring and buy car boot area as well as trade stands. More from Clive, G3NKQ, 01480 810 473. The Telford Hamfest takes place on the 31st of August at the Ingenuity Technology Centre, Coldbrookdale, Telford, TF87DU. More from Martin, G3UKV, 01952 255 416. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for news of special events, Coventry Amateur Radio Society will be operating GB4PIA at the Party in the Park on the 25th of August at the Miners Welfare Park, Coventry Road, Bedworth. Wakefield and District Radio Society will be operating portable for the entire weekend from the Calder Drift Scout Camp just south of Wakefield. They hope to be active on all bands 10 metres to 2 using the call signs GX3 WRS, GX1 WRS and or GX3 ESP. More information from Stu, M0TNG, email m0tng@wdrs.org.uk. Wearside Electronics and Amateur Radio Society will be on the air on Monday the 25th from 7 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. operating HF, VHF and UHF. If you're interested in amateur radio and want to know more about the exam system, pop in for a chat, cuppa and some pie and cake. All welcome. Address is on qrz.com under G0BNK, or use the Find a Club function in the RSGB website. On Sunday the 31st of August from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m, Cray Valley RS will be at Crossness Museum, Belvedere Road, Abbey Wood, London, SE29AQ, with a GB2CM exhibition about amateur radio. Cray Valley members and registered trainers will be on hand to explain more about the training courses on offer and sign up those interested in the next foundation or intermediate course. As the open day theme is local history, the stand will also feature some local history connections with radio, including a small display of memorabilia. DX News Now, PA0FAW, will activate special station PA44AH between the 1st and 28th of September, commemorating the World War II Battle of Arnhem. The operation will primarily use CW and digital modes, but there is the possibility of some SSB. QSL, PA0AW and SWL reports very welcome. WB60JB and KSLB and K5LBU will be on the air as C81AK and C81CF respectively from Tenda Tora Lodge in Berlin between the 25th of August and the 2nd of September. WB6JOB will be operating SSB and CW, whilst K5LBU will be PSK and possibly RTTY. QSL goes to each operator's home address or via logbook to the world. AC8W, KC8CO, KN8R and N8LJ will be in Fiji. OC016 from the 26th of August to the 2nd of September, operating as 3D2 followed by AC3CO, LJ and TR. They'll be taking 3K2s and 1 TS590 along with 2 KPA500s and 1 ALS500. Antennas will be verticals on the beach. Activities expected to be 1.8 to 28 megs, CWSSB, RTTY, QSL, K8AQM. Murray Adams, WA4DAN, has received permission from Parks Canada for a one-day de-expedition to Sable Island, now planned for the 8th of September. The second operator will be Randy Rowe, N0TG. The two-man team will be using the Sable Island amateur radio station that WA4DAN and the CY0PT team left behind after their venture to Sable in October 2013. If things go as planned, WA4DAN will operate the SSB station and N0TG will be on CW. Antennas expected to be 17 and 20 metre yagis with at least one of the two stations operating high power. Contest news, the IRTS 2-metre counties contest takes place today the 24th between 1300 and 1500 UTC, with awards for the leading non-EI station in each of the six sections of this two-hour event. These awards often go to GI stations, but if you have a good takeoff across the sea to Ireland, it's worth a try. Also worth remembering that if you're a VHF square basher and have missing squares in Ireland, this could be a good afternoon to work them. 32 Irish counties are used as multipliers, and you can find a list of them on EI8IC's website. The exchange a signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, two contests, both running 1900 to 2130 UTC. The first is the 50 megs UK activity contest, where the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator using all modes. Second is SHF UK activity contest, 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, again using all modes. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday sees the SSB leg of the 80-metre club contest running 1900 to 2000 UTC. The exchange is the usual one of both call sign, serial number and name. On the 31st of August, the UK Microwave Group contest runs 0600 to 1800 on 5.7 to 24 gigs bands using all modes. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Finally now, the solar forecast, factual data, for the period from Friday the 15th to Thursday the 21st of August, compiled by Neil Clark, G0CAS, on Friday the 22nd of August. Several small sunspot regions were visible every day, but on the 21st a new activity sunspot rotated into view. Until then, solar activity was low, with only a small number of C-class solar flares taking place each day. But on the 21st, an impulsive M3 solar flare took place, increasing activity to moderate levels. Solar flux levels took a small dip to 111 units on the 18th and the 19th, but started to increase with the approaching new sunspot region and ended at the period at 128 units. The average was 115. The 90-day solar flux average on the 21st was 126 units, which is one unit down on last week. X-ray flux levels increased from B2.6 units to B5.8 by the 21st, and the average was B3.6 units. Geomagnetic activity was at quiet levels except for the 19th, which increased to AP15 units and 12 on the 21st. The average was AP7 units. Solar wind data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds decline from 380 to 260 kilometres per second by the 16th, but then increased to 450 kilometres per second on the 19th. Particle densities were low, but increased to 30 particles per cubic centimetre on the 19th. BZ varied between minus 5 and plus 2 nanoteslas on the quietest day and between minus 18 and plus 12 on the 19th, which was the most disturbed day. Now the solar forecast for the coming week. This week the more active side of the sun will rotate into view. Solar flare activity is expected to increase to moderate levels on some days. There will be a slight chance of a major solar flare taking place. Solar flux levels should increase and be around the 150s later in the week. Geomagnetic activity should be quiet at first, but around midweek a small recurring disturbance is expected. Activity should then decline but increase again later at the weekend. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitudes should be around 23 megs. Darkness hour lows should be about 13 megs. Paths this week to South America should have a maximum usable frequency of about 30 megahertz. That's with a 50% success. 90% success is more likely to have frequencies about 23 megahertz. And the best time to try this path, that's to South America, will be between 1400 and 1800 hours GMT. And that's it from the propagation team for another week, and that's it from me for another week. Until today, I have been reading the local news for the UK Midlands, but I don't believe that this information is still required or being retransmitted over repeaters, so from this week I shall cease to do so. If, on the other hand, anybody does care to contact me and tell me that they still want the service, then I'll gladly provide it and put it back. Thank you.